On a sunny morning in July 1620, the pilgrims kneel upon the seashore at Delft Haven, while the pastor prays for the success of their journey. Out upon the gleaming sea, a little ship lies waiting. Money has not been found to transplant the whole colony, and scarcely 100 have been sent. The remainder will follow when they can. These 100 depart amid tears and prayers and fond farewells. Mr. Robinson dismissed them with counsels which breathed a pure and high-toned wisdom, urging them to keep their minds ever open for the reception of new truths. Their little ship, the Speedwell, brought them to Southampton, where they found the Mayflower, a ship hired for the voyage, and a small band of pilgrims from London. At Plymouth, the Speedwell was pronounced unseaworthy and was abandoned, and the Mayflower, crowned with the whole party, 102 souls, set sail alone. The Mayflower was a ship of 160 tons. The weather proved stormy and cold, the voyage unexpectedly long. It was the middle of September when they sailed. It was not till the 11th November that the Mayflower dropped her anchor in the waters of Cape Cod Bay. A bleak-looking and discouraged coast lay before them. Nothing met the eye but low sandhills, covered with ill-grown wood down to the margin of the sea. The pilgrims had now to choose a place for their settlement. About this they hesitated so long that the captain threatened to put them all on shore and leave them. Little expeditions were sent to explore. At first no suitable locality could be found. The men had great hardships to endure. The cold was so excessive that the spray froze upon their clothes, and they resembled men cased in armour. At length a spot was fixed upon. The soil appeared to be good, and abounded in delicate springs or water. On the 23rd December the pilgrims landed, stepping ashore upon a huge boulder of granite, which is still reverently preserved by their descendants. Here they resolved to found their settlement, which they agreed to call New Plymouth. The winter was severe, and the infant colony was brought very near to extinction. They had been badly fed on board the Mayflower, and for some time after going on shore there was very imperfect shelter from weather. Sickness fell heavily on the worn-out pilgrims. Every second day a grave had to be dug in the frozen ground. By the time spring came in, there were only 50 survivors, and these sadly enfeebled and dispirited.